We're back again with our interview of the Doors. And so far tonight, we've heard many stories of the unreality and the craziness that surrounded the Doors, both on stage and off. Now, it is time to bring all of these stories into perspective. As I said earlier, these were not self-indulgent partygoers, but visionaries who believed in what they were doing. They lived the life that they portrayed in their music with the conviction of true revolutionaries who were committed to their vision of change. Ray Manzarek.
Well, that's why we got jumped on, I guess. Yeah, we were revolutionaries, a revolutionary rock and roll band. God, that's what the Doors were. And the only message the Doors ever preached was freedom. That's the joke of it all, just freedom. Individual human rights.
Tell all the people that you see, follow me down. Tell all the people that you see, set them free, follow me down. Tell them they don't have to run. We're gonna pick up everyone. Come on, take me by my hand. Gonna bury all our troubles in the sand. Oh yeah. Can't you see the wonder at your feet? Your life's complete. Follow me down. Can't you see me growing? Get your guns. The time has come to follow me down. Follow me across the sea where milky babies seem to be molded, flowing revelry. The one that set them free. Tell all the people that you see, it's just me. Follow me down.
What happened was, we were singing about the revolution.
Robbie Krieger.
Well, you know, we were never really protagonists of the flower movement. In fact, we were the complete opposite, you know, because what was happening with that trip was that, you know, all these hippies and everybody were going, ah, love and peace and everything's great, you know, but really, you know, that was only half of the side of the coin, and, you know, we were sort of providing a glimpse of the other side as well, and, you know, there always has to be a balance.
Walk across the floor with a flower in your hand, trying to tell me no one understands. Trading your hours for a handful of dimes. Gonna make it, baby, in our prime. Come together one more time. Get together. One more time. Get together. One more time. Get together.
The Doors manager, Bill Siddons.
I think the music initially reflected what was happening in a very small part of the culture, and everybody was ready for the message. And they said, absolutely, to hell with this. We're not going to do it this way. We're going to try it ourselves.
The human race was dying out. No one left to scream and shout. People walking on the moon. Smoke will get you pretty soon. Everyone was hanging out.
Hanging. finally, Ray Manzarek.
You just got to throw your life away, man. Don't hang on to your life so hard. You know, you will succeed. That's the joke of it. If you make that great leap and say, oh, hell, I'm going for the good time. I'm going to have some fun. You go ahead and do that, you'll find that you'll succeed at whatever you do. Whether it's making music or making pottery or being a construction worker, working with wood. But go ahead and do it, man. You'll really enjoy it, and you'll probably succeed at it. As a matter of fact, maybe it's a law of karma that we'll find out, that if, maybe this is the way God has it planned, if you take that existential leap, as they call it, or just make that leap and say, I'm going to do what I want, maybe you automatically succeed. Maybe that's the secret that's waiting for humanity to discover, man. That every man can take that leap across reality and just say, I'm going to do what I want, and he will succeed because of the vibrations of the cosmos are set up that way.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's interview of The Doors. Please join us next week, same time and same frequency, for part 3 of this 4-part special interview. I'm Jim Ladd.